Sunday, 30th of May, Yud Zayin Sivan, Rabbi Victor Brazil, Loshon Hara.
So this week is this Tkufa between the parashiyos of Baloischa and Nosach, Baloischa and Shlach, is a Musa week. Because it says, Ro, Veloilachu Musa. They didn't learn Musa. And by the tikkun is to learn Musa. I'm allowed to say this in an objective way because I'm not a mashgiach anymore in yeshiva. So I don't have an axe to grind, a Musa axe. Ro, Veloilachu Musa. This week is the week when I have to know what Musa is. But what was the actual Musa? So we know, and it's quite a subject that has been chewed over and spoken about a lot, and that's the din of Lashon Hara. We know that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, the Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara. We've had many shiurim and havonas in it. I'd just like to give 2 points. Firstly, in halacha, and then secondly, an understanding. And over the years, when I've been saying shiurim in Hilchas Lashon Hara, I've always tried as a hakdama to give at least 7 or 8 drives we find why one talks Lashon Hara. Because unless we deal with the drive, unless we deal with the reason why we're doing it, even though you learn halacha, it's helpful. The first in halacha, and we'll start with one question, we'll leave as a question. Here a question. We've got this week's parasha we just spoke about, Miriam, the Mice of Miriam, which was a terrific busha, terrific shame, 7 days, whole Klal Yisrael, outside the honor, and so on and so forth. Chofetz Chaim brings this down in 2 ways. Twice he brings this down, basically. There's one mitzvah's loisa say, that if one talks Lashon Hara, one is oive on the lav, he shomer benega tzoras, lishmar ma'oid belasois, demashe kosav ha'toyra pirshu, lishmar ma'oid, ha'kavona shloi lishkoich minizoi v'Lashon Hara. There's a kavona, don't forget to be careful about Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara brings to tzoras. So someone has to watch his tzoras, has to be careful not to talk Lashon Hara. Now the Chofetz Chaim, those who know, in his Hakdoma and his Sefer, he brings down, in all the 17, 18 Lavim and the Assays he brings down 8 Oifanim, 8 sort of cases where he would discuss, are you over the Lav in that case or not? Bifonov, Shloi Bifonov, Emes, Sheker, Echidus, Lashon Hara, etc., Sapo Mekabel. And so here he brings down, he's got his love, the love is Taras, Yishomah Menegah Taras, the love, Yishomah Pei, the love, there's a lois hasei, but talks Lashon Hara. So he brings down, does this apply to Bifonov, Le Bifonov? He brings riyas from the Psukim, and good riyas you'll bring for people like Taras. So we'll find out the cases in the Torah, it says, happened Taras. So we'll work out, Lachaira, what things one has to watch out for in Lashon Hara. So he brings down, it was Shloi Bifonov, Miriam was Shloi Bifonov, Moshe, see, even Shloi Bifonov, remember, it's more Lashon Hara Bifonov than Shloi Bifonov. People make that mistake. It's more Lashon Hara speaking in front of the person you're speaking about than behind their back. In Halacha, it's more Lashon Hara. So he said, even Shloi Bifonov, Miriam, you see Shloi Bifonov, and so on. Comes the Chofetz Chaim and says, but I've got a suffix about one thing. And I don't know if the Makabel is over this love, because I don't know if the Makabel gets tzoras. Obviously, lasid lover, we're going to have better yidin in the Chofetz Chaim, because when it comes back to us, we'll find out. Jod will find out. Someone's talking Lashon Hara, someone's Makabel, we'll see what happens to him. But Lemaisa of the Chofetz Chaim blibed the Sofik. He doesn't know if the Makabel of Lashon Hara gets tzoras. So Meili has got a Sofik. If you're over on the lav of Ishtomer, but negative tzoras, if you're Makabel Lashon Hara. That's it. Blibe the Sofik. Maybe it's a Sofik derisive if he holds the love derisive.
Makabel means to listen
to him? No. Makabel means to accept it. Accept it. Without saying, without adding on anything, without winking, without nodding, because then you're ready in a supper. Just accept it and you believe it. You're Makabel. Then you're over. So it's the first time a Sofik. I don't know if you're over. Just like, why not? Because I don't know if you get to ask
for it. Then?
Oh, so if a Kainim are here, I can't talk about Aaron, because a Medrash says you shouldn't talk about Aaron. There's a Medrash for a state. And the Chazal state, don't talk about Aaron. And I'll say about Aaron. Monashav, if Lu Yitzui Aaron had Tzoraz without saying Yeh or Nisht, could be, Chotzai would learn, he added, says they spoke, both of them, spoke between themselves, so he wasn't a Makabel. And if he didn't get Tzoraz, yeah, then Lechaira could be he wasn't a Makabel. So that's why the Chofetz Chaim has no knowledge from Aaron what happened. It was a good question there. No knowledge from Aaron. But now let's look at the assays. And the first assay brings down, Yo'ivah al-Mitzvah assay Zochir es Asher Osa Hashem al-Kechel Miriam Baderech. There's a mitzvah assay to remember. Now the Chofetz Chaim does this one or two times. He learns like this, that if you speak Lashon Hara, you're over on this mitzvah assay, because you're obviously not remembering. So this is a sort of an active way of being the mevatel the mitzvah assay. Again, I'll say that again. It's an active way of being mevatel the mitzvah assay. If you say, so to speak over Lashon Hara, you're actively being mevatel the mitzvah assay of not remembering. That's what he said. You're mevatel mitzvah, not remembering. That's your over mitzvah say. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, interesting stuff over here. What about his etoy fanim? What about the makabel? So over here he says like this: Mash gusan refnim da over hainu medalu defanim reshoinim kumashibran and lemal meagmara the gamal rechila sheishoin shteras bein mefonav ein shloim mefonav verat hamaragel levad. Only the maragel. No sofek over here. Right. No sophic, only the miracle, only the speaker is over on the assay of remembering what happened to Miriam. So what would you answer? So your first attempt at an answer would be like this. Einochanami Shoma Menega Tsaraz means make sure Tsaraz doesn't come on a person. It's Vada, the Mesape is over on that. The Makabel, we've got a sophic if he gets Tsaraz, and therefore we've got a sophic. Is he got this love of watching out for Tsaraz? A sophic. Whereas by Zohar over here, don't remember what happened to Miriam. She was a Mesaper. So Miriam was a Mesaper and not a Mekabel. So the mitzvah assay to remember what happened to Miriam is only going L'chayra on the Mesaper. So it could be the Mekabel, he still goes Sophic if the Mekabel gets Saras or not. But it's only by Miriam's mitzvah assay to remember what happened to Miriam. Miriam's Mesaper. We can't extend that to the Mekabel. That would be L'chayra Havana. However, you've got a problem. But the Chofetz Chaim brings down that Gamal Rechilas, there's the Einish of Tsaras, and also on Rechilas, you're over on Zachayas Hashem le Miriam. And Miriam didn't speak Rechilas. Miriam didn't speak Rechilas. Posh the Pshat, he didn't speak Rechilas. That wasn't Gedder Rechilas, was it Ben Loshen Hor? So if you're going to say, the Pshat I was trying to say, that you only have the Zechira on Miriam is only Mitzvah Saseh because it's what happened to Miriam, even though possibly Tzaraz does happen to the Makabel, but it's only going on Miriam. L'chayra, then how does the Chofetz Chaim get out of there that you're chayiv on Zechira, the Mitzvah Saseh, even on Rechilas? Miriam was the case of Rechilas. It means that because you get Tzaraz by Rechilas, we extend all the Tzaraz to Kinyonim, and that's what Miriam, the Zechira of Miriam, is reminding us of. Maybe we've got a Shaila. Why does the Chofetz Chaim not say it's a Sophic on the Makabel as well? Leave that as a Shreya question. But you see, there's a lav, there's a lois say, and a say. And just by halacha lemaisa, a question. The Gemara tells us you only get Tzaraz if a hanin lemaisa, if a person, if it's successful, it is. What about nowadays? Are we over on this lav nowadays? If, and you see the lav, the real lav is not to be koitzitz baheres, is not to cut part of Tzaraz. And it's extended, don't talk Lashon Hara that you'll get Tzaraz. Nowadays, no one gets Tzaraz for Lashon Hara. Look at the nice big question. I was telling the Chum this question. You don't get Tzaraz now, this Lashon Hara. There is no Tzaraz around. So are you actually over on the lav of don't talk Lashon Hara because you get Tzaraz? If nowadays not Shach, no basic big Lashon, no Tzaraz around, no kapor on that way. But Mele, if I talk Lashon Hara nowadays, I'm not going to get Tzaraz. So who says the lav extends? Or is it a general thing? Once the Torah said this leads to Tzaraz, it became a lav of Lashon Hara. It came and I said Lashon Hara. Sorry, Kim. In Halacha Lemaisa, on this point, what did they actually say about Moshe Rabbeinu? The Chofetz Chaim brings later on, from Chazal, they actually said that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevius wasn't any big difference, wasn't a big difference between his Nevius and the Abba Sekhtoshim, so why did they have to separate from his wife? Wasn't such a big deal, the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. Wasn't such a big deal. Well, I mean, not a big deal, they were also Nevius. In other words, wasn't greater than the other Nevius, and the Mela, there's no din, he has to separate from his wife. That's what they said. In Halacha, Halacha Lemaisa, someone who is Shoylel a Maila, in other words, denies that another person has a certain Maila, is over on the love of Lashon Hara. Let me ask you a simple question. Let's say, it applies nowadays, unfortunately, so case in Nunsworth. Say you say someone's not a millionaire. Say you say that someone is not a millionaire. Is that Lashon Hara? It's a Maila to be rich. It's a Maila to be rich. You say he's not a millionaire. Say you say someone's not brilliant. Are you over on Ilchus Lashon Hara? Who says he's supposed to be brilliant? You say Moshe Rabbeinu isn't a bigger Navi than everyone else. What is Shlilas HaMaila? Why is it Shlilas HaMaila such a bad thing? Luitzi, I speak to someone. Someone tells me about this boch over there. And he tells me, so I tell him, he hasn't got an IQ of 153. That's Lashon Hara. Is it Lashon Hara? It's not Lashon Hara. Halacha L'maaseh. We do this the whole time, by the way. Now, obviously, when you ask talking about Shidduchim, we have to be very careful. When we're using colloquialisms, he's not brilliant, Maitman. The opposite, that's Lashon Sagidah. He's not brilliant, that's Maitman. And he said, I've had that's Lashon Hara. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about literally speaking. I say he hasn't got an IQ of 145. That's very rare. That's brilliant. Is that Lashon Hara or not? And this happens all the time. You say someone is not immensely rich. He's not a billionaire. He doesn't have £5 million. Is that Lashon Hara or not? I'll tell you a chiddush halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yisai. Halacha lemaisa over here. Works like this. There's two isurim in the love of Lashon Hara. One is a gnai, an official gnai, which means something which is strictly speaking wrong. It's bad. A person did an aveira, a person is stupid, a person so on and so forth. These things are neutrally, objectively bad. That is called Lashon Hara. But there's another element to Lashon Hara, which is when you damage someone, even if you don't say something bad. You don't say something bad, but you damage them. Kum tois azoy. If someone has a reputation for being brilliant, and you say he's not brilliant, you're talking Lashon Hara. Because you've damaged his reputation. If someone has a reputation for being a multimillionaire, and you say he's not a multimillionaire, he's only a millionaire, you are talking Lashon Hara because you've damaged his reputation. Interesting halacha. Even though, that strictly speaking, if you look at it, that's not a chisoron. It's not a chisoron to be only a millionaire. It's not a chisoron to be smart and not brilliant. But if he has a reputation, there's a bubble that you burst. You burst the bubble. He had a reputation. He was known like that. You've now told over that it's not as everyone thought. That is damaging. Changes people's attitudes to him. Mamela, that comes under the gather of Lashon Hara as well. So I've got here, Mamish HaLocha L'maisa. Talking about Moshe Rabbeinu was known, was supposed to be the greatest Navi and so on and so forth, putting down one level. Some say the Lashon Hara was more, that they said that, and therefore he wasn't right what he did. That part of it. But it's Da Oicha Mashmos, the actual speaking out that his Nebuah wasn't as great as the Lashon Hara, because he was known as the greatest Navi, you pull him down from the level he was known by, you take down something of a person's reputation, das eichet, that's also called Lashon Hara, even if it's true. And now let me come on to the Havana part. The Gvaldig Yisrael, I'll tell you. And we'll start with a question in the Gemara. Gemara in Erechin. One of the Gemara's about Lashon Hara in Erechin brings down as follows. What is the Kapora for Lashon Hara? We have Nagoyim. Ahani Maisov is Nagoyim. And Lani Maisov, it's the Me'il. The Kohen Gadol's Me'il is Mechape for Lashon Hara. It's a shtet. Why the Me'il? Because it's got a koil, it's got pamonim, it's got a peh, it's got all sorts of remozim to Lashon Hara. Big Freg, let's look at it a bit tiefer. Why particularly the Me'il of all the big day kahuna should be the one that's mechapa for Lashon Hara? Why particularly the Me'il? So Chzogazoy, have a mahalach like this. Let's begin and understand one of the key drives, the core drives. Why a person talks Lashon Hara? This is the hardest one to my mind, apart from revenge, the hardest one to be misgaber on, for a person to overcome the desire to talk Lashon Hara, is this point, and it's the hardest point, and it's what we just actually mentioned before. And it's something simple that you all know the halacha of this, but if you think about it even harder, a little bit deeper, you'll see how hard it is. We all know that Lashon Hara applies even if it's true. And you all know that, of course, even if it's true. But think about that. It doesn't make sense to be fun. You know someone is not brilliant. You know he's very smart, very clever. And the Welt treats him as brilliant. You know someone is not a multimillionaire, he's only a millionaire. And the Welt treats him in the wrong way. The world is hyping up, putting up his reputation, giving him something you know is not true. You know there's a Talmud Chacham or something who isn't as big a Talmud Chacham as he's made out to be. Everyone's giving him cover for being that Talmud Chacham. You know, he's even doing certain things he ought not to do. And the world is acting like he's a great Talmud Chacham. Everyone is treating him in a certain way, and they're doing it wrong, and you're right, let's say you're 100% right, and there is no te'eles for your saying it over. Now, locha is, you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara about it. But it's true. What's meant that it's true? My righteous indignation which is almost a midah l'shem shamayim, but I want to fix the world up. It's not true. It doesn't make sense. The world is malfunctioning. They're treating someone incorrectly, and I need to fix up the world. I need to teach the world what actually is happening. Why do I need to do it? I've got this midah ha'emes. I want to fix it up. And that is a hard drive to be discovered on. Because when you know it, I know this, and I know this. Let me give you a clue, a key, a mahalach, which will help a person be discovered on such a drive. And I'm telling you, it's one of the hardest drives in Lashon Hara. When you're being nasty, when it's, we understand it, you've got to be sorry. But when you think that this is your indignation, you're right, you're righteous, the person is wrong, the world is not, doesn't know, is treating this person in the wrong way, how will I be discovered on that? The answer goes like this. One of the answers. We have a seder called Plach HaShtiko and Tznius. Seder from the other section. Rochel, Rochel was a Tznua. She gave birth to Binyamin, was also gave birth to later generation Shaul HaMelech and Esther. They were all Tznuim, and one Gemara says they were Tznuim, one Gemara says that Plach HaShtiko, the avoider of silence. Interesting avoider. Speaking, we all know, is an avoider, etc., etc. There's an avoider. Avoider Hashem in being quiet. The actual silence is an avoider itself, not just not speaking. The actual silence, the actual shtika. How does this come down? So Rochel was a tznua, she was quiet, she gave over the simonim, and she did it in such a sinistic way that Leah didn't even feel that she got anything. As we know, we spoke out once. You took my husband? You took my husband? Yeah? You took my... Excuse me. Who got you into the marriage? You know, etc., etc. She didn't send her an anniversary present. She didn't sort of say from your loving sister, from your sister. You know, happy wedding anniversary. She didn't say anything. She did it with sneers. She did the act without being there. That's sneers. She did the act without being there. She gave birth to Binyamin. Binyamin knew that Yosef was still alive. And listen to what happened here. Binyamin knew Yosef was still alive, and he saw his father Batzar. There's no bigger drive to fix up the world than that. Think about that. The world is misfunctioning. Malfunctioning is not going well. He sees his father Batzar. Now, what does he do? He comes and he says, Binyamin says, no, but I made a deal. I'm not allowed to speak. Yesh Yoshfei, his Evan was Yoshfei. Yesh Peh, I have a mouth and I didn't use it. He remained quiet. But the world... But you're quiet. I made a deal. I was a mekabel. We made with the cheirim, the Kodesh Baruch. I don't speak. I know everything's going wrong. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean you're... Come down to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech became a king. And as he was king, everyone knows that he became a king. And he went back to the Hamorim. He went back to the donkey drivers. And he sat with them. And he had his beer and his hard cheese and so on and so forth, and he just sat with them, being pally with them, even though he'd just been appointed king of Klal Yisrael, Mashiach Hashem. He was the top man in the world, Be'etzim, apart from Shmuel HaNovi. He'd just been appointed the king of the Jews, Shaul HaMelech. Yet he went back and he sat amongst his friends and he acted as Nishtazek. Interesting. The Welt treated him like another donkey driver. But he was a king. Ain Esther Magedes! Esther didn't tell over her Maladotosh, she didn't tell over. She was from royal blood. Ahasuerus was dying to legitimize his dynasty. Was dying to find someone who had some royal bloodline. And he would have treated her 1,000 times better, given her everything and so on. Not Achatz Yamalchus, the whole Malchus! She would have legitimized it. She didn't say it. So she was treated in one way. What do we see here? All these cases are cases where there's a world outside and there's a world inside. And this would be a gewaltiger definition of tznius for both sides. Vos heistot tznius. Tznius is when there are two oilomos. I once said over, I don't remember said it here, once said about teicha gebara, tamachochem, kol tamachochem is teicha gebaroi. Says there's three oilomos. Gold, wood and gold. If you need to have Teuchel Gebarah, the inside and the outside have to equalize. So what would be better than to have one Aron made of gold, pure gold? Then I've got inside and outside equal. What's the pshat in three Aronos? So Shishuval Hirsch brings down that he wanted some organic material, according to his Mahalik and how he learned up things. He wanted eitz to be there as well, not just gold. So Zayin Ocha eitz, something which is organic, not only inorganic material, and that's why there was eitz in the middle. The way I understand it's like this. A mensch daf hoben, a tamachochem toche kabari, his inside and his outside is equal. He's got gold on the outside, gold on the inside. His anhoge is inner gold and outer gold, but he needs two anhogas. This English people understand better. American people find it very hard. Americans are big milers in certain things. How about American goyim, let's say? American goyim, let's say. But they're big milers. But one of the chesoinus is they don't have an inside and an outside. Everything, what is inside is outside. Everything's outside, inside is einzach. Einzach. Retmanos, you have to know, etc. They're very friendly, very nice, very functioning. But get inside and outside is all one sort of mush, one sort of thing. Does it need? The Talmud Chacham has to have an inside and an outside. Hey, says, you have to have a way that you function in the world. It has to be polite, has to be nice, has to be menschlich. Sorry, you have to have an inner world, and they have to both be gold, but they mustn't be the same. You need an olam inside yourself called an olam apnimi that you understand, you know things, and it's there. It's a metzius. It's a reality inside a person that he has this olam that sustains, that nourishes him, that he lives in. He has to also have an outside way of functioning in the world, because firstly, you need to have a beautiful functioning way, but you need to have an inner world. And not everything you know, and not everything you understand, not everything you've worked on, everything you do needs to be said outside. Has to stay inside. That is tznius. Tznius means I have an inside and I have an outside. An outside is one anoga, and my inside anoga is an under anoga. Dotsvei anogas. And inside I know things. Someone who has tznius. Esther got sneers. Rochel had sneers. She knew what she did. She knew her darga. She knew the kedusha samaisa. She knew her chesed. No, doesn't know. Fine. I know. No one knows. I know. Esther, Rochel. Sorry. So we come down to Binyamin. He knew. Now, if he wouldn't have had sneers, if he wouldn't have had an insight, it would be impossible to keep quiet. A person who has no insight cannot keep quiet. Because he's living on the outside. His whole hanhola, his whole hanhoga, his whole hashkocha, his whole everything is on an outside, superficial. Therefore, he has to always respond to the outside world. If you don't have a mokoim in there, then you're going to be always on the outside. So, Memela, Binyamin, had an inner world. So he knew the MS, and he knew Yosef was still alive, and he knew his father was suffering, Bechinom Be'etzem, but he had this halacha, he made this chayram, etc. Mamela, in the outside world I act like that, in the inside world I have my idea, but it's in there, it's in there, it's got somewhere to be. It's got somewhere, it sustains itself, because he's Olam HaPnimi, he had this Teichel Gebaroi, he had the inside, Dosik Ben Binyamin. Come to Shaul, the same thing, he knew he was a king. I know I'm a king, and I know how important I am now. And even though I'm a terrific honor, Shaul was, but he knew, and he was tripped up on that, too much of a novel, but he knew he was, he knew he was a melech, he knew he had malchus, he had anhoga pnimis, whether it was with himself, with his house, etc., etc. Ich bin yemelech, I am a king. However, on the outside, it wasn't yet time to know, because there was a certain time he has to be known. You don't know. But if he would not have had an inner world, but only my pnimi, you can't do that. Because he had to have, that yediyah of Malchus had to leak somewhere, had to be inside somewhere, had to be sustained, had to be rooted in something. It was Shaul HaMelech. Esther, the same thing. She knew who she was. Achashverosh doesn't have to know. So on the outside I function as this sort of person, inside I have this sort of person. This is not Chas Shalom hypocrisy, it's exactly the opposite. Those are two golden hanhogas. Toichoi kebaroi. Each a beautiful anhoga, just one is on the inside, and doesn't go on the outside, one's on the outside. We come now to understand this drive to Lashon Hara. As I'm saying over, the drive to Lashon Hara is fix up the world. I know something the world doesn't know. Memela, the world is not functioning properly. I need to do something with the world. I need to be a yoyse, I need to trade one, I need to fix up, etc., etc. Kuftois, there's a problem over here. This world is something wrong with the world. And now I know it. Zog the Torah, Zog Rabbeinu Shleilom, no, don't talk Lashon Hara. It's not your job. It's not your world to fix up. You have to keep it. So what do I do with my idea? If you don't have an Olam HaPnimi, you've had it. If you don't have an inner world, a sustainable inner world, that you know things, that you function on, that you delight in, that love dafka everyone has to know about, then there's nowhere to put that knowledge. So I have to tell everyone. So it's a shverazach, burning. It's not fair. Everyone thinks he's great and I know he's not so great. Everyone's treating him like this and I know not like that. No. You have where to put it. What is that midah? Tznius. That's a midah called tznius. This is what I answer up. Why was the mil mechapeh for Lashon Hara? If you look at it, the quintessential beged, American word, the quintessential beged, is a me'il. The coat. What does a me'il do? A coat does, it says there's an inside and an outside. So an outside world, then an inside world, an outside world, an inside world. That's what a coat does. I'm inside, and the outside world's outside the coat. That's its needs. The me'il is mechapeh Lashon Hara, ken zayin is a remez, not only in the koil, not only in the pear, not only in the pamoin, not only in these sort of inyonim, but eichet to this inyon elein. That someone who spoke Lashon Hara many times, it comes because a person doesn't have where to put his yediyas, his avona. Even if it's emes, even if you know it's 100% true, even if people are exaggerating, treating someone with more respect than is due to them, treating someone carefully, again, assuming that there's no to elis in saying it over you, chas shalom, not allowed to be anyone, to be nichshal because of you, not allowed to keep quiet, l'stamad adam reecho, l'yiserech roch adam echo, tamad adam reecho means that even you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, but when it comes to Eles, for someone, you have to know the Lachas, the seventh Noim of Toeles, and so on and so forth. We have to know that. But assuming there's no Toeles, and you're burning to say it, but you have Tznius, you have a Me'il. You've got an inside and an outside. I know it. Between myself, are just, by the way, halachadik, wives aren't included in this. Wives aren't inside, as far as this is concerned. You can't do Lashon Hara to your wife. No heter at all to Lashon Hara to one's wife. Thinking about other things. The only heter, again, I haven't got time to go into all the lots of Lashon Hara now. The only heter is what they call in America venting, when one partner, one side of the partnership, so to speak, the wife or the husband, needs for his own toeles, and it's considered a toeles, a sophic in the Chofetz Chaim, but we paskin is a toeles, needs to let off steam. And it will only help and it will prevent him getting worse and getting depressed or etc. etc. That can be a toilet, so it will prevent him really lashing out later on. It's like a pressure cooker. Then, I suppose, the best person in the world is a wife who's inside one's confidence and so on and so forth. Then one could do it. But derech klal, there's no such thing. Soid, someone else's soid, is outside your marriage. Someone else's soid is not pshat that wife and husband have to know everything. Bichlal not. People make mistakes in halacha. Bichlal not too. And in Lashon Hara Avada also not. No, but if there was a toilet to it and you have to do it, fine. But if you have a mokum inside yourself, that you know things, you build up things, and it's plach hashtika, it's called plach hashtika, a person could look at a view. Nowadays we don't do that. This mobile generation, the mobile and the thing, which is the whole time, as soon as I think of something, I've got to press it in here. Das heißt, punta fluch von primius. But I've got to press it in and let someone else know. I can't even hold on to a thought that comes in, you know, to my mind, and then it's out straight away. I talk it out. I saw this, I did this, did you see this, etc., etc. The news, the nais has to be spread so much. Thus is a lack of tznius. Lack of being able to retain something, to know something, to work on something, to feel something. You know, that if a person has an idea that inspires them, as soon as you speak it out, you lose the power of that idea. So he says, Mogen Avrom, that's when the Chassam Sofer is brought down. I think it's Chassam Sofer brings down. Why do we say Mogen Avrom? Because Avrom Avinu worked in Kiruv. So he stated he was the first in Kiruv. So everything he knew about Kodesh Baruch Hu was speaking out. Zog Day needed special protection for that. Zog the Chassam Sofer. Yeah, as a Rosal Slanter, the Chassam Sofer, can't remember which one, find out afterwards. He had a special protection because when you give out, Daigi Belevish, speak it out. It's the same thing with good things. You're inspired by something, as soon as you speak it out, oh, what a gemelding that, I heard this, etc., you lose it for yourself. Does that mean you shouldn't share about it or not? I don't have time now to elucidate and describe and analyze when should you speak it out or not, but just know there's a yisoid. You've got it, keep it. If you have an oil up to me, you will keep it, it'll be yours, and thus it's an oil which is building, which is growing, which is real, which is a metzias. Person like the pnimius, he has a huge mob game. From talking Lashon Hara, from everything coming out, having to speak out everything. There's a shame, we should work on that. We should not over the Lavim or the Aseizim.